Praise God, Glenville. Can we welcome our pastors, Pastor Toby and Pastor Rick? Congratulations on 22 years of ministry. Crying. I cry off my eyelashes and my makeup and everything. After one service, they call me the crying preacher. After one service, one of our tiny little people came to me and she says, "Pastor Toby, one of your eyes are falling off." And I had cried. I'm like, "Oh, thank you. Can you help me out? Help me put my eye back on. Praise God." But we want to say thank you, Glenville. It's been a privilege for us. Thank you for that tribute. It's like going down memory lane, amen. But we did it together, so we say happy anniversary to you. It's our anniversary. It's our anniversary. I want you to high five somebody and say the best is yet to come. That's what our choir, Greg and our choir reminded us of. And gold and purple. High five somebody else. Say gold and purple. Purple and gold. Purple and gold. Purple and gold. Purple and gold. That was awesome. And then everybody try this. Hallelujah. Aren't we proud of our young people? Oh, thank you so much. What tribute. What tributes, what tributes. What a beautiful presentation. Thank you so much. And we do, what'd you say, Trisha? Oh, okay, you gotta do the dance now. Praise God. Oh, praise God.
I want to make sure the service gets on the DVD if we don't start.
Praise God.
You're gonna lose it. The tribute that's played, the DVD, I'm not sure what happened with the sound, but if you want a copy of the DVD of what was shown, it is a clear and much easier to hear copy.
Amen. We do want to agree with our choir. Yes, the best is yet to come. Would you high five somebody? Yes, the best is yet to come. Yes, we receive that blessing as a church. We receive that. Yes, the best is yet to come. Praise God. Saints, we've entitled our message for this 22nd anniversary, Down Through the Years, God's Been Good to Us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's join our hearts in prayer. Praise your name, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, for indeed you have been so very good. You've been faithful. You've been true, oh God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we thank you today for Glenville New Life Community Church. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Lord, for what you are doing, Lord God, and for what you yet shall do. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would continue to shine. Shine, Jesus. Shine through us so that others might see you, Lord, and be drawn unto you. Others would see you live and active and healing and saving and their hearts changed and transformed and drawn to you. Oh God, we now actively listen to the sharing of your word this day. We thank you, Lord, and ask that you would inspire us and that you would fill us with your spirit and deepen our conviction as a church, oh God. to be committed to lifting you up, Lord Jesus, in every way we possibly can, so that no one will be lost, but all will find you and be saved and have a friend above friends, you, Lord Jesus. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory this day and all days to come. And all God's people join together to say, amen and amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Well, saints, the book of Psalms has numerous psalms which remind the people of God to celebrate. All right, throughout the Psalms, we see that to look back over the years and then give God praise and thanks and adoration, to recognize what God has done and to celebrate. In our spiritual journey group, we've learned that God celebrates and God invented delight and celebration. Psalm 47, verse 1, this is the Message version. It says, applause, everyone, bravo, shout God songs at the top of your lungs. Does that sound like celebrating? Amen? Amen. Celebration is a spiritual discipline. And so today we're going to take time to remember how God has showered God's faithfulness upon us as Glenville New Life Community Church, how God has showered love over these past 22 years as a congregation. Praise your name, Lord God.
Amen. Saints, we celebrate not just because we want to celebrate, but because we have to celebrate.
We gotta celebrate.
For if the Lord had not been on our side, where would we be today?
Hallelujah.
Now, over 22 years ago, you put together one fabulous search committee to find a pastor for your church, a church that many thought was going to fail and close. So what was the use? You equipped your committee with a lot of prayer, a lot of faith, and very little money. As a matter of fact, if they made the wrong choice in bringing in a candidate to interview, that would have ended the process because there was not any money left to bring anybody else. So we might be here just because y'all was poor.
Praise your name, Lord God. Praise your name. Over 22 years ago, we were in Boston, Massachusetts at Roxbury Presbyterian Church, which had been growing and it was more alive than it had been in decades. And yet we sensed from God that God was calling us to leave there and to go somewhere else. We just weren't sure where for sure God wanted us to be, but we were listening for God's voice saying, show us, Lord, show us where you'd have us to be.
Well, in our denomination, we filled out a dossier, which is a fancy church name for a church resume, and we waited to see what would happen. Who would be interested in us? Where would we go? You know, you don't discover how faithful God can be until your life is filled with unanswered questions.
Oh, yes.
And your future is very uncertain. Now, God intervened on both sides of this anniversary. We received a phone call one day from a Gail H. Baines about a church in Cleveland. We came to view this church not really knowing what y'all all was about. That was a good thing. Because had we known, praise God. Well, the first thing that really impressed us was that the search committee was made up of just ordinary people who were looking for a pastor to help their church. And because they were ordinary, you don't get more ordinary than we are.
Praise God.
We immediately felt right at ease and could just let down our guard and be ourselves during the process.
Well, the next thing the search committee did, they put us in the home of John and Johnny Hayes. And we were there for our stay. And while we were with the Hayeses, we were so overcome with their love and their Southern Arkansas hospitality and cooking, hallelujah. And they also took us out to a restaurant just to be able to eat and to talk. And we had such a great time together.
Amen.
It was just wonderful.
Now, on that Sunday, Pastor Toby and I, we stood back there at the back as that 11 o'clock hour was approaching. We stood at the foot of the stairs and looked at each other and said, are we really going to do this? Are we really going to come down and think about coming to this church? Because we knew that if we walked down that aisle, it would change the course of our lives forever. We walked out of the security of the church we have been a part of for about 7 years, and we chose to come to Glenville.
Praise God, praise God. It wasn't an easy decision on our part, but God's faithfulness down through the years has just shown it was the right decision. We were where God wanted us to be. We are where God wants us to be.
Amen.
Our story at Glenville has been that of a partnership. We consider ourselves partners. Partners with people. We're working together, amen, for the cause of Jesus Christ, seeking to follow the leading of the precious Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise your name, Holy Spirit.
Back then in 1989, Glenville finances really were not that good. And they offered us the whopping salary of $15,000 for the two of us together. We said, if you raise it to $20,000, we'll come. And if you don't know where you're going to get the other $5,000 from, we'll tell you, we probably will give at least $5,000 ourselves. Now, how many people do you know ask for a raise and then offer to pay for the raise that they asking to get?
Praise God. Now,
you know God had to be
involved. It was
God. Involved.
This is the God
now,
thing.
Are you not glad when y'all be talking about Pastor Rick crazy? Aren't you glad I was crazy 22 years ago?
Praise God. Still is. Praise God. Praise God. Saints, we were blessed with a beautiful home in East Cleveland. We enjoyed our lives so much in East Cleveland and Shaw High School and all. It was just wonderful. We thank God for our beautiful family that we met, the Kinney family. We bought their home and they sold it to us. And when you walked in the home, you could feel the love of Jesus. They had prayed in there, had Bible studies and worship in there. You could Amen. Just feel the walls just saturated with the love of Jesus Christ. We loved our home, and the Kinney family, we loved them. They hosted all of our elders, all of our deacons for dinner. I don't know how many of you all remember their restaurant, which was Elegant Urban Dining. They hosted all of our elders and deacons, and they had a speaker come in to talk about leading, what it meant to lead together in Jesus Christ. They didn't charge us not one penny for that, and they just loved on us. And then we could say, yeah, look how good God is. And we're like, yes, Holy Amen. Spirit. So can somebody say hallelujah today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is Amen. Good. All Amen. Along the way, God is good.
Amen. And one of the joys we've had over the 22 years of having been here has really been working with the elders and the deacons. Ooh. We have been united in our vision as leaders to make Glenville a more loving place in which people could find the power of Jesus Christ to change their lives. Sometimes the session meetings, the deacon meeting, they wasn't always easy, but with some of the changes we came up with, but we always learned how to love each other
Praise
through
God.
The process.
Praise
and
God.
We say,
God.
Thank God for all
Praise
of you
God.
Who have served
thank you, elders,
as
deacons.
Elders and
Praise
deacons.
God. We thank God for our elders. We thank God for our deacons and later for our lay pastors. Let's praise God for our lay pastors. Amen. We praise God for our lay pastors. And then later for our staff. We have an awesome staff here at Glenville that came alongside of us as we all have sought to be the body of Jesus Christ in this community. Now, saints, it was the elders who took the lead with us in making the decision for us to stop being a donating, fundraising church and moving to higher levels of tithes and offering church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, elders. Thank you, elders. Our willingness to love Jesus more than we loved our money, that's where it started. It was a key factor in being able to become the church that truly loves and cares. Thank you, elders.
Amen. Your generosity and your sacrifice is how we were able to go from us having to live off one salary to us eventually both having
Woo!
A full-time
Thank you,
salary.
Thank
now,
you,
it took us 7 years of working full-time before we got paid full-time. But the seed that was planted in our hearts 7 years earlier eventually became a reality. You see, sometimes you can miss out on a diamond that God has placed in your view because you want too much too quickly. Winville has been a true diamond in our lives. And the 7 years we worked to get to full-time positions were like the 7 years Jacob worked to have Rachel. Seemed like a short time in our eyes because of the love you showed for us and the love we had in our hearts for you.
So
we say thank you for that.
Thank you, Glenville. And saints, our willingness to give sacrificially, everybody say sacrificially.
Sacrificially.
As a church, it allowed us to be able to start transforming this building. Now, when we came 22 years ago, the outside of our church, it was a black stone. Remember that? It was black stone. And then on the inside, we had red carpet, a red painted floor. We had a white ceiling, and we had really, really dark brown pews. Remember those? All right. Well, amen. And then some of you saw our church building become brown and green on the outside. We sandblasted and we trimmed up with green. Then it was a green carpet we laid down with green tile. Then it was a brown ceiling, hallelujah, with pews with green padding. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Woo! Wow. Then we later added an access ramp for those who need assistance to get in on this side of the building. And then did you all notice we have an air conditioning system now? So in the summer, we're just in here feeling all cool and good. We're not sweating all over the place. Hallelujah.
If they remember to shut the door.
If we remember to shut the door. Amen.
Then we did the New Life Center project, and the outside of our church became the color it is today.
Sandy
the
brown,
pews became
so
purple chairs. The pulpit area was enlarged and remodeled. The ceiling became brown and white once again. The carpet had the purple in it. The hanging lights have disappeared. The dividing wall there was installed. Now you can go to the bathroom and not everybody know you're going out.
Hallelujah.
Classrooms were remodeled. The fellowship hall underwent a complete change thanks to the New Life Center.
Hallelujah. And after the New Life Center, we added handicap access chairs. So the first one, we put a chair going into the fellowship hall. And then a little bit later, we put a chair in going to the second floor. Hallelujah. Now today, our vision for the Excellence in Giving campaign means another round of improvements. Everybody say that, another round of improvements.
Another round.
For our property. And we're going to start out there. We're going to get a new parking lot. Hallelujah. We're going to get a new parking lot, y'all. A brand new parking lot. We're going to remodel our upstairs classrooms. We're going to go downstairs and remodel the fellowship hall and go in that kitchen. How many want a brand new kitchen? We're going to get a new kitchen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We've changed our ceiling. If you come in, you'll see we have a brand new ceiling. It's so beautiful and it's lit up so beautiful. And then we've got brand new doors in this handicap access doors. Aren't they beautiful? Amen. Everybody say, praise God. Look at God. Wow, as the Lord say, wow, look at God. Amen. Wow, look at God.
A willingness to give for the cause of Christ have allowed us to be a blessing in different parts of the world. I want you to imagine just for a moment, a little girl, maybe about 6 years old, there in the country of Nigeria, who has just lost both of her parents. Because of the giving here at Glenville, that little girl got a chance to go to college because she went to Rotulu Home, which we sponsor with Reverend Julius Lawal and his wife, Mary. A little boy in Haiti didn't know where his next meal was coming from after the earthquake hit. Has eaten time and time again. Woo! Because of the partnership we have.
Hallelujah!
With Reverend Lewis.
Hallelujah!
There and the ministry there in Haiti.
Praise God. Someone who grew up in a home in India where Jesus was never mentioned right now is serving Jesus Christ. Because of our support, Glenville, of Pastor Darvin and his wife Marcy, amen, in our church in India. And yesterday we got a call from Victor. And he sends his greetings and his parents as well. He just got back from India, and he will be coming to visit in a few weeks. Praise God. They send
praise
their love.
God.
Hallelujah. He calls, hello, Pastor Toby. This is Davon, this is me. Hallelujah. I'm back in the United States. Praise God, Victor. Welcome back. Oh, we love him. Saints, there are 58 people who now own wheelchairs to be able to get around in other countries, who had to crawl before or had to have somebody tote them wherever they went before we, Glenville New Life, sent 58 wheelchairs. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Right now, Saints, there are girls who have bicycles to help them make it to school without being abducted because of Glenville New Life Community Church. Right now, there are young girls who were in the sex slave trade who have now been liberated from bondage because of the offering that we have sent to fight that horrible sin. Yes, praise your name, Lord. Amen. All because over the past 22 years, Saints, our vision has been to make a difference, not only in this community, but in all communities around the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We reached out in the least of these ministries because the scripture says, whatever we did for them, we do for Jesus. And we have been faithfully giving to those who can give nothing back financially to us. And as a result, down through the years, we have seen God meet our needs as a congregation time and time and time again. And our willingness to give has made it possible for us to see what God will do in the lives of our young people. You know, when we first arrived here, the Community Center Board was providing a hot meal and an after-school program 5 days a week, each week of the year. We thank God for that.
Amen. And since when we arrived 22 years ago, there was a small summer program here that was making a difference in our community. And during the worship, when we got here, the youth, they would always leave at the beginning and they would go to the other side of the building and have their own youth service. And in the 22 years, we must say that we have seen God do some wonderful things through the ministry we have offered. As we look back at our original First Angelic Voice Choir. Now, when you look at some of these pictures, they're all over the church, and oh, you all are just adorable. Most of you are all taller than I am now, but just look at those pictures, praise God. The Angelic Voice Choir at that time was up to 27 young children singing and praising God, amen. And the angelic voices, they steered much of our worship because they would bring in new songs and we say, yeah, and we would pick them up and just take them from there. So the angelic voices were such a blessing. And you look at those pictures and if you were in that first choir in here today, would you just wave your hand? Praise God, praise
angelic
God.
Angelic voices.
All right, praise God, Camilla. Amen. All right, Jesse, praise God. Oh, praise God. Our youth ministry, it's been really a joy, and I want you can just jot your hand up real quick if you were a part of it. We had our angelic voices. Girl Scouts. Were you part of Girl Scouts? All right. Boy Scouts. The Black Knights. Summer camp. Yeah. Youth worship. Woo. Drama. Talent shows. Oh, yes. All right. Pioneers. Basketball. True Love Waits. Woohoo! Very good. Mission trips. We've gone on. Praise God. Young Ladies of Faith. All right. Men of Arms. Woohoo! All right. We heard them. Warriors of Praise. God's Chosen Generation. Woo! Youth Liturgical Dancers. Woo! Youth Praise Dancers. Overnight Camp. All right, and youth involved in all of the ministries of the church now. We have a young person in all of the ministries of the church. So can we get a God is showing up good to your neighbor? God is showing up good. Showing up good from somebody in the house today. Look at you, Lord God. Look at you.
Praise God. We've had many of our young people receive college scholarships from our denomination. But the best thing that we've had from our young people is the number of our young people who have returned to our church after school and fully invested themselves in the life
and the ministry of our church. Some of the very kids we had in nursery have become elders and deacons today. We can look back over the 22 years, and when we see our young people still involved in the life of the church, we have to declare that down through the years,
God
has been good to us.
Amen. Our women's and men's organization, amen. You have both invested back into the lives of our youth in a tremendous way. And that's making our church even stronger. So we say thank you, our present moderator, Debbie, and moderator, Rufus. Thank you so much. We appreciate what all you are doing for our youth. And part of our Excellence in Giving campaign, Saints, is going to secure our ability to keep investing in our youth. Amen. In quality programming for our youth and in building leadership among our youth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Our giving has also allowed us to become a more loving and caring community toward each other. One of the highlights we have as a church is our sincere desire to help each other out in times of need.
Praise God.
Our deacons have literally put food on people's table.
Yes, deacons!
They have turned on the lights. They have turned back on the gas. They have stopped evictions. They have helped in emergency situations with funds.
Yeah.
Our single parent fund has been a blessing to those who needed help with their children. Our prescription fund has provided medicine for our members when they didn't have anywhere else to turn to. So we can say thank God for your love and your generosity.
Thank you for our deacons. Thank you for your saints. Saints, for some who are in prison, incarcerated, we are their only outside source of funding. You know, we're there to remind them that there's hope through Jesus Christ. Jesus loves them, and so do we. And God yet has a great plan and purpose for their life. What a privilege to be able to walk with them. Our sisters in the Lord, we are writing about 10 monthly, just encouraging them in the Lord, and we're sending financial help because of your generosity.
Our loan fund has gotten many of you through a tight situation and kept you from bouncing checks. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Some of them, you, it's kept your car running so you could get to work, kept you from having your car repossessed, and kept you with some peace of mind. Our Great Food for All and Angel Food Ministries have both been a blessing to those in our church as well as in our community.
Amen. How about that prayer shawl ministry, y'all? Woo! Our prayer shawl ministry has sought to bring healing and comfort to those who are going through times of physical pain and discomfort and emotional wounding. Thank you, prayer shawl ministry. Sisters in the Lord, praise God. Life sharing, married sensation, hallelujah.
Amen.
Men who excel, hallelujah. All are in place, amen, to keep us growing. Spiritual journey, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We're growing and journeying with you. Ushers, greeters, coffee hour ministry, we salute you today and we say thank you for being the servants that God has called you to be. Saints, these ministries were added and they've been expanded down through the years because God has been good to us. And we try to take care of our own as we're striving for excellence in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we may be the church in the middle, but we send a signal that goes all throughout the world.
Hallelujah.
Thanks to our media ministry
and evangelism.
Praise God. We started our evangelism here with some flyers that we made in the office. Then we moved from there to the Glenville Messenger, which was the newspaper we sent into the community. The men's organization, they were the first one to buy the lighted sign that was outside there on the lawn.
That's right. How many remember we had a radio program entitled Another Perspective? Welcome to Another Perspective, a ministry of the Glenville New Life Community Church on WAVQ. Praise God. Woo! Those were good times. And then we would hand out flyers in the neighborhood, inviting people to come to Glenville, come to Glenville. Then, Saints, we got on TV. Hallelujah. In the suburbs first with our program, The New Life Today. New Life Today. And then we went on to add TV in Cleveland. And then we obtained a website. Hallelujah, Elder Casey. Amen. And then later we started to add video to our website. Then we got on YouTube. Hallelujah. Then we added live streaming broadcasts. Amen. For all of our service. Ain't God good? Woo! Hallelujah. Woo, look at you, God. Woo.
Praise God. Praise God. We continue to add things in our TV ministry with the different web ministry programs that we use, thanks to our Excellence in Giving campaign.
Praise
we
God.
Do have our own Roku channel, which goes
right
into 1 million homes. Now, you realize if 99.5% of them never watched our program and only one half of 1% watched it, you're still talking about 5,000 homes.
Praise God. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. How many remember our video is entitled The Accident? The Accident. All right. The Accident, now I want you to brace yourselves. It's been seen by 750,000 viewers. That's, woo, somebody say, wow, look at God. Look at God. 750,000. Amen. Thank you there, Peter. Praise God. And not only that, our own direct website has been visited by 29,000 different computers. They've tuned in, praise God. We are making the most of technology today, amen? Technology that God has blessed us with. Now you can get Glenville New Life Community Church, you can get us on your iPhone, your BlackBerry, you can get us on your Android, and your Facebook page. And I see a lot of y'all on Facebook, hallelujah. Praise God, and even more. Amen.
Our Excellence in Giving campaign is going to help us to be able to take our broadcasting to another level as we improve the cameras and the video system that we have. Pastor Toby likes to say we are a mighty church with a mega ministry outreach for the cause of Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen. And probably the greatest impact for change at Glenville during the past 22 years has been the worship service itself. Praise your name, Lord God. Before we arrived, there were two choirs, the Gospel Gems and the Chancel Choir. Remember? Amen. Now, the Gospel Gems, they were laying the foundation for the direction in which we were moving as a church. And so the two choirs, they merged, and then they gave birth to the Praise Choir. Praise God. Praise God for our praise choir. And then down through the years, in came the angelic voices. Woo! Look out, all 27 of them. And then what you say? God's chosen generation choir. Yeah! Oh, they came right marching on in. Then we had our men's choir, then our women's choir. Then we had the warriors of praise. Praise God. We thank God for Just Forgiven today. Thank you, Just Forgiven. We thank you for the New Life Singers. We've got CDs for you today. And Mass Choir. Can somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, you've been good down through the years.
Amen. Our hymns and worship slowly gave way to more praise and worship music.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
We learned how to clap our hands and how to sway with the music.
Even Pastor Rick.
We found
Rick.
Out that...
Hallelujah.
Mr. Milan was no longer the one, only one saying amen
Mr.
and well.
Milan.
And
well,
we've gone
amen.
From one
amen.
Person
well.
Leading worship to a worship team.
Hallelujah. And then our music went from organ to keyboard to Cynthia. Remember Cynthia? She only went to the hospital one time. Then to the computer and to drums. And then look at our present day band. Look, hallelujah. We have a sax, amen, and we got a bass. Guitar. How many know we got the best band in the land right here? Woo! We love you, band. We love you, band. And we've gone from two pastors rotating preaching to mixing it up with the lay pastors, praise God. And then we went on to three pastors preaching, rotating, and we still have room for our lay pastors, praise God. We have our youth preaching, amen. We've got our lay people preaching. Preaching for Men's Day, preaching for Women's Day, preaching for Maundy Thursday. Go ahead, lay people. Preach on, preach on. We've added a drama ministry. Woo! Two shouts out. Drama, drama. Praise God. And we love you, drama. We have liturgical dancing. We've got praise dancing, amen. Then we went from one morning worship service to two worship services, amen. Then we went to three worship services. New Life Fellowship. Pastor Tony, Carmen, and all, just stand up and give us a wave. Everybody, please, just for a moment. Praise God for you. Praise God for you. Praise God. Praise God. We love you. We love you. We love you, New Life Fellowship. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen. Going from one church to two churches and reaching out to start New Life Fellowship. We still reap rewards today from the ministry that came out of New Life Fellowship Church with the gifts and talents that are here, especially with the Smith family, with the Key family, with the Britt family being back. We thank God for them.
Thank you, New Life. Oh, what a blessing.
But the really good news in it all is that based on what God has done already in the past, we ought to be confident of a bright future. A bright future.
The best is yet to come. Hallelujah.
The best is yet
to come. It's yet to come. Amen. Saints, we as your pastors, we're excited about reaching goals in our Striving for Excellence campaign. And saints, God is going to continue to transform us. Oh, we all transforming, amen. Our lives, our families, our church, amen. In our commitments to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we are thankful for the opportunity to work together, amen. Together we're better. And we're going to come alongside Calvary Presbyterian Church. We are excited to help infuse them with some energy, amen, and some excitement, amen, and some Holy Ghost power, amen, so that we both can be healthy churches here in the city for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. God is blessing us, Glenville, so we can be a blessing to others. Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord. All right. All right, then. We want to thank you. We as pastors want to thank you for a marvelous journey of 22 years together. Amen. In which we have discovered and we keep discovering, amen, the power of Jesus Christ, amen, that is found in him alone. And we give you all the glory, Lord Jesus. Can we just rise to our feet and just give the Lord a praise offering today? That as we look back down through the years, God has been good to us as a church. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for all that you've done, are doing, and yet shall do. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. Oh, indeed, we've come this far by faith, leaning on you, trusting in you. You've never failed us, and you never will. So we pray, Lord, that you would continue to shine through us as Glenville New Life Community Church. Help us to lift you high so that others would see you and be saved, see you and be drawn. And we say thank you, Lord. Deepen our conviction, deepen our commitment to you, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise for what you've already done, for what you're doing right now, Lord, and for what you yet shall do in, through, and for we, your people, right here at Glenville New Life. And all of God's saints joyfully and expectantly and excitedly all join together to say amen and amen.